This news update's being brought to you by Thumb Bank and Trust. Community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And Ashley Helmstore and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. In a swift legal maneuver, Wayne Leonard Dexter is bypassing a preliminary examination and heading directly to circuit court. Dexter, facing felony charges, accepted a plea offer, and under the terms, he'll plead guilty to the felony with a third offense habitual offender enhancement. In return, prosecutors have agreed not to pursue additional habitual notices and are open to a specialized sentencing program if Dexter's eligible to the Thumb Regional Sobriety Court. This fast-tracks his case with an arraignment now scheduled for Monday, March 23rd at 9 a.m. Dexter's bond will continue as previously ordered, signaling a streamlined path forward for both the defense and the prosecution. And a leadership shakeup is unfolding in small mid-Michigan community of Kingston. The superintendent of Kingston Community Schools is stepping down after a series of decisions she made on student discipline were reversed by the district school board. Shona Venevi announced she will leave the position at the end of the week, bringing a three-year tenure to a close. The resignation follows mounting friction between superintendent and board members over who should control day-to-day disciplinary decisions. One flashpoint came after a threat involving Kingston High School last fall. Two students were charged by a Tuscola County prosecutor. Venevi moved to expel one of them, but the board later overturned that decision. A second dispute erupted in December after a parent allegedly threw a basketball at a 16-year-old player during junior varsity practice, injuring the student. School officials restricted the parent's access to the games, and when the parent reportedly ignored those limits, Venevi issued a no trespass order. The move triggered complaints to the school board, with some members arguing the superintendent had exceeded her authority. Venevi says board's actions undermined her ability to protect students and staff. She also raised concerns about what she described as favoritism towards certain parents. The school board has not released the allegations directly. Board President Julie Ruggles released a brief statement saying only that district's moving forward in a positive manner. Kingston Schools has named an interim superintendent as school district searches for a replacement. Meanwhile, the shakeup doesn't stop there. The board's vice president and the district's business manager have also resigned in recent days. Drug traffickers across country have found a new and chilling strategy, disguising fentanyl as ordinary items already inside your home. Brightly colored pills stamped with cartoon logos, capsules that mirror children's vitamins, tablets designed to pass as common over-the-counter supplements, innocent-looking by design, they're deadly by content. Law enforcement agencies nationwide have been seizing these counterfeits with alarming regularity. They're not being sold in the shadows alone. Social media's become a marketplace, putting them within reach of teenagers and curious kids who may not realize what they're actually holding. Here's the hard truth. There's no way to identify these pills by sight. Without laboratory testing, a fentanyl-laced tablet's undetectable. And a small dose, enough to fit on a fingertip, can be fatal. The message from authorities is simple and non-negotiable. If it wasn't prescribed to you by a licensed medical professional, don't take it. And don't let your children near it. Secure your medications at home. Monitor what your kids are picking up and talk to them openly and honestly about the risk of taking anything from an unknown source. If you ever come across pills or substances you don't recognize, don't handle them. Leave them where they are and contact your local law enforcement immediately. This isn't a big city problem or a small town problem. It's everywhere, and awareness is the first line of defense. We'll be back right after this word from our sponsor.
Since 1895, we've been more than just a bank. We've been your neighbor. At Thumb Bank and Trust, we're locally owned, locally involved, and locally invested in the communities we serve. Hi, I'm Sarah Sakin from Thumb Bank and Trust's Pigeon Branch. From sponsoring Little League teams to supporting local businesses, we believe in serving our local community. Because here, relationships aren't built on transactions, they're built on trust. We provide convenient banking services, whether you prefer to stop in and see us or visit our online banking solutions at www.thumb.bank. We offer personal, business, and agribusiness loan and deposit solutions. We're the bank large enough to serve you, but just the right size to care about your specific needs. Our community bankers are here to help you whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or saving for the future. Because when you grow, our whole community grows stronger. Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Experience the difference a local community bank can make.
Thumb Bank and Trust, NMLS number 462637. Loans are subject to credit approval. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back with more news. The U.S. Supreme Court is set to hear arguments regarding whether regular marijuana use is a constitutionally valid reason to disarm a citizen. The case centers on the intersection of federal drug laws and Second Amendment protections. During preliminary discussions, justices questioned the severity of lifelong disarmament for minor or medicinal use. The ruling could have significant implications for gun ownership rights in states where cannabis is legal. And global crude oil prices have eclipsed over $114 per barrel for the first time since 2022 as the war in West Asia intensifies. The price hike is largely driven by fears of supply disruptions in Strait of Hormuz. The surge has caused stock markets in Asia and Europe to dip significantly, and energy agencies are warning that continued conflict could lead to a global energy shortage if production facilities remain targeted. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today, as well as Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home.
In 1945, Ashley started as a small operation specializing in wooden occasional furniture. Today, Ashley is now the world's largest retailer of quality furniture at affordable prices, offering everything from dining sets to bedroom sets, as well as love seats, sectionals, recliners, lift chairs, and more. Help us celebrate over 80 years of making homes great with Doorbuster deals for 1 week only. Now through March 9th, we have Doorbuster starting at $249, Doorbuster dining sets starting at $449, and Doorbuster queen size mattress for just $299. Plus, while you're in the store, take up to 25% off store wide and up to 40% off accessories. You can even make your upgrade more affordable with no interest until 2031. Just ask us how. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
Ashley is your one-stop place for all your furniture needs. Hi, this is Brandon from Ashley and Bad Axe. Shop our selection of dining sets, bedroom furniture, lift chairs, and more.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And that's been your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.